Welcome to day 3 in hell. Now, today's video will be a little bit different. I will put out actually 2 editions, a much shorter one, which is this one, and the full edition where I read the whole story. Now, today's vision of hell comes to us from St. John Bosco. I found an amazing resource that compiles different saints and all the things that they saw. So St. John Bosco was an Italian saint that he was first diocesan and then decided to start a religious community where he helped the poor, abandoned youth of Italy, mostly boys, if not all boys. And he was living in the late 1800s. He had this amazing gift of having many, many dreams. In his visions, he would have often a guide or his guardian angel or some saint that would guide him. He has his guide come and take him through the gates of hell. Now, when he first goes in there, he feels a ton of terror. He is super terrified about what he's about to see, and he begins seeing all these eerie inscriptions, all the scripture verses that refer to hell. One of the ones that he saw was, "Depart from me, all you evildoers, into the fire of hell." And all these different ones from all these scriptures that I don't have memorized, but they're the type that you think, wow, that is so unbelievably amazing. As he continues on in his dream, he begins seeing youth from his community, which completely startles him. He sees one that's running as if down a hill, completely uncontrolled, looking crazy and frantic with unbelievable fear. And he asks his guide, why is he so afraid? And his guide tells him, because the wrath of God is after him. Now, initially, when we hear this, we think the wrath of God. I thought that was something from hundreds of years ago, and we don't talk about that anymore. But the guide goes on later to explain that God has offered so many thousands and so many merciful outreaches to these people, opportunities to change. And when a person continually refuses that, the wrath of God is what chases you into hell. Now, that might be difficult for us to think about, but that's exactly what he saw in his vision. And the guide said, you do not want to turn back when you see the wrath of God. That is something more terrifying than the fires of hell itself. Now, what he saw is difficult to describe because when I read it, I can imagine it, but it's difficult to then tell you what I saw in my mind. Now, he sees kind of this corridor that's very, very steep. Like, imagine kids running downhill, and he sees all these gates or portals open, like one after another. And then he sees way off in the distance this deep, unending fire, and they're all running, sometimes one, sometimes they're running in pairs, basically implying that they lead each other down into hell. And on the forehead of each of them, he saw the sin for which they were condemned to hell. As the visions continue, he continues seeing this pattern of them coming down in groups and then in pairs. His guide then at that point warns him, bad companions, bad books, bad influences is one of the main reasons why people are condemned to hell. And then, of course, at this point, St. John Bosco is thinking, what are we doing? We're trying to save kids in this religious community that I'm starting. We're not doing enough, or we should just give up. Is this pointless? And then he begs the guide to go back to warn them. And the guide gives a similar warning that we read in the scripture where he says, they have the rules, they have the superiors, they have the sacraments. That should be enough for them. From thence, he goes on into this kind of strange, eerie courtyard where he sees all of the scriptures that refer to hell. And he says them in the dream, which is amazing because you should write these down and these should be things that you should memorize. And he sees these inscribed on the walls going deeper and deeper into this courtyard. And he begins writing these down and just meditating on them, almost as if this foreboding warning telling you, the scriptures told you and you didn't believe it. Now here it is for yourself. This next scene is really sort of disturbing. Now he begins seeing kind of this large cave in hell, and the way that he describes it is the whole ceiling and walls and everything is molten hot fire, burning almost white. And he sees these group of boys that are running into this almost pit of lava is the best way to describe it. And whenever they fall, they freeze as if they're statues, one after another, and they become incandescent, just like the lava. And he sees them remain there as statues, in which case the guy tells them, wherever you fall in hell, that's where you stay to suffer whatever is a punishment for all eternity. And then they quote a scripture that confirms that this is what happened. At this point, he goes further into a cave where he sees worms and vermin eating away at every single part of these boys' body. of course, this being very disturbing and symbolizing it actually happens, but it also symbolizes the great remorse that they feel that all these opportunities that they had here on earth that they failed to take. Now, this last part is always my favorite. So he pleads several times with the guide, please tell me, what can I do to help these boys? And the guide refuses him several times until the very end where he says, okay, let's go. And they go kind of in this cave part where he begins telling him, these are the sins that they were committing. This is how you can preach to them. This is the penances that God is offering for them to go back on the path of salvation. And then at this point, they quickly begin leading out to the outer rim of hell. This is always just my favorite scene. It is so amazing. And at this point, the guide looks at him and says, okay, now I want you not to have seen only hell, but I want you to touch and experience it so you can witness to your boys. And he's actually asked St. John Bosco several times at this point. And St. John Bosco, by the way, any saint is very brave and courageous and awesome, has been so afraid that he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to experience everything that he's seeing, understandably. And then he points out to him this thick, high wall. And he begins describing and he's saying, this is a wall. And there are thousands of walls in between this one and the very real fires of hell. And between each of those thousands of walls, there are thousands and thousands of miles in between them to where this wall, the outer rim, is millions of miles away from the fires of hell. He literally uses those words. So when you're describing this, you get this kind of this image of this maze that's just really bizarre, but unbelievably intriguing. And St. John Bosco says, no, I don't care that this is the outer rim. I don't want to touch it. At this point, he says, no, you have to witness this. He grabs his hand and pulls it open and stretches it and slams it against that outer rim wall. At which point, St. John Bosco begins screaming in agony, wakes up immediately, and he begins rubbing his hand to try to soothe the pain. And that pain lasted for several days to where it peeled off the skin on his hand. That's where the story ends. So my friends, if just this little sample intrigued you to reading the whole thing and the details, you need to go and find it. I'm going to put a link right here to where you can read it. But also, if you want to just listen to me read it for you so you can listen in your car and really meditate on that, I'll put a link right here. My friends, thank you for joining me on today, day 3. I will see you tomorrow on day 4.